Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning to you. This will be an amazing program. Valley Zemanski is in the studio. Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness is the name of the organization. Valley, I want to get to what Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness is, what the organization is about, an event you have coming up. But I am not going to bury the lead. And the lead is dogs are being trained quite effectively, as it turns out, to detect cancer. So that's I'm going to start in the middle there. Okay. Explain what that is all about.
Well, our organization has a partnership with the veterinary community, and through that partnership, we formed a great relationship with Dr. Cindy Otto and the Penn Vet Working Dog Center. Mm-hmm. And she has a team of four dogs that are sniffing out the odorants in ovarian cancer. We've been supporting her for the last 5 years, and they're very close to determining the sense of ovarian cancer that will be transmitted to an electronic nose that will...
Hold it, hold it. Now you're confusing me. So explain, so the dogs, let's do it one step at a time here. The dogs are actually being trained by Dr. Otto at Penn Vet out at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine to actually determine that one is ovarian cancer and that one isn't.
Yes.
Okay, so that's happening.
Yes.
And it's happening effectively?
Yes.
All right, so because there isn't going to be, though I like the idea, a dog in every exam room in America,
right.
What would be the use of these dogs? And I think that's what you were getting to when I said, whoa, explain that.
So the dogs are identifying the odorants, and they're taking that data and giving it to Monell Chemical Company, who's working very closely with Dr. Otto and her team. And the dogs have been 99% accurate in determining ovarian cancer in the cell lines. And so that information is being transmitted and to an electronic nose, and the ultimate result of that will be a blood test that will be given to women that will identify if they have ovarian cancer.
All right, so let's do this again step by step. So at some point in the not too distant future?
We're hoping. So at some point
relatively soon.
Yes.
Not decades away, I suspect, but years away.
Yes.
Because it still has to be approved by the government, I imagine.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be able to go to your doctor's office, and then what will happen?
It'll be a blood test.
You get a blood test, which you do now.
But
the problem now with ovarian cancer and lots of other kinds of cancers is by the time the blood test says, you know, here's some bad news, you've already had ovarian cancer for some time, and they don't find it until stage 3 or 4, typically?
That's correct.
All right. So the way to solve ovarian cancer, to treat it better, like a lot of things, is simply to find it earlier.
Correct.
This will help that to happen?
Yes. It'll be a blood test that will determine immediately if there is ovarian cancer in the blood. And that could be stage one, which is, you know,
ideal. If you're going to find
it. Huge.
Yeah.
Ideal. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a blood test now that, you know, we have our blood tests that determine our, you know, blood, you know, our kidney levels or what. It'll be that kind of testing that will be an alert, an early alert.
It'll be a simple blood test or a part of the blood panel, I suppose, for women.
Yes.
That's the hope. Insurance would pay for it is the hope.
Yes.
And then the blood panel is sent to where?
Monell Chemical Company is the organization that has created this electronic nose that will review the test.
Does it literally mimic a dog's nose in some ways?
Yes.
So the idea, this is, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
So if Valley, if you were to have thought that you would be telling me this 15 years ago, I suppose you wouldn't have thought you'd be ever telling anybody this 15 years ago.
No, but, you know, my father was a veterinarian, and I believed all things possible in the veterinary world. So.
And with a dog's nose. A dog's nose is so incredible that these dogs are finding ovarian cancer. And this is a replica of that dog's nose.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
And this replica, if you will, this computer generated,
yes,
will be able to determine,
yes,
whether ovarian cancer cells are there early on.
Early on, yes. And early detection saved lives.
Yeah, so yeah, talk about that as well. What's the difference between finding ovarian cancer stage one compared to stage four? Is the short answer the person lives, potentially?
Potentially, yes. But it's good to know that there are 33 different kinds of ovarian cancer at different levels. Yeah. Hmm. And you can have a stage one that is as serious as a stage four.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, if you have a family history and you have any of the symptoms for 2 weeks or more, don't ignore them. Go see your doctor.
And we'll talk about what those symptoms are, because the mission of your organization, I believe, is to educate people.
Yes, yes.
So we'll do some education here. But it's quite amazing what dogs can do. And all of this started in part because of a friend of mine who has since passed away and a friend of Sue Jansen, who's on the phone. Sue Jansen writes about companion animals as well. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up so early for us. So tell us what our mutual friend and your dear friend, Darlene Arden, did before she passed away of ovarian cancer, of all things.
She was a certified animal behavior consultant for mm-hmm. both dogs and cats. She was a writer, had several books.
She did a radio show, so she would periodically be on our show, and
right,
I would sometimes, poor thing, be on her show.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. So she said, I understand the interrelationship here between people, dogs, and the ability of dogs' noses to find things that we couldn't even fathom finding. She actually had that foresight a couple of years ago and created a fund, and you have an announcement to make having to do with all that.
Exactly. I wanted to do something to continue her legacy and to continue to honor her and the work that she was so passionate about. So I am creating a fund, or starting this fund, to gift to the Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness Group in order to continue their outreach program, veterinary outreach program, and the dog sniffing program that will hopefully eventually lead to early detection, which will lead to saving lives.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite incredible. And we're talking Ovarian Cancer Valley, but Dr. Otto herself, the researcher who you know I know, has told me on more than one occasion, gee, if we could do this for ovarian cancer, I think we've opened up the genie's bottle.
Yes.
And now we have the super secret. These are not her words, I can assure you.
Right.
These are not her scientific words. but we have now the secret, and we can replicate this for other types of cancers, particularly those like stomach cancer or uterine cancer or bladder cancer that are typically not found until later on.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, we're focusing on the ovarian cancer piece of it, but our entire team is so energized at the thought that it could lead to early detection for other cancers.
And when Sue talked to you off the air days and days ago and said, I'm coming in for your event, which you can talk about, she had another announcement as well, correct?
Yes. She's. We're delighted that she'll be coming to our dog walk on September 9th at Leroy Oaks Forest Preserve in St. Charles. And she's coming in from Kansas, and we're thrilled. She and I have never met in person, so I'm very, very happy to welcome her to St. Charles. And she is going to talk about the fund that she is supporting in Darlene's memory.
Yeah.
And, you know, helping us with with an ongoing fund that can help us not only support Dr. Otto's work, but get out there and get the word out on the silent symptoms.
You know, Sue, I know you were Darlene's dearest friend in the world, and this must mean a lot to you to know that these dollars that you continue to raise, that the Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness Organization continues to raise, are really making a difference in a way that might even go beyond what Darlene envisioned.
Oh, absolutely. It is really thrilling, and I am just excited to be a part of it.
Well, I'm sorry that I can't see you. I'm off somewhere. I don't even know where I'm going to be. I think Myrtle Beach, speaking at a conference, and then on to Portland somewhere. But I'll be somewhere other than here, unfortunately. But I'm glad you're coming here. And I thank you for your help with all this.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the benefit in detail when we come back. And what Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness is, what the organization is, what they do, and much more on WGN.
This is Dean Richards with your Sunday morning.
This is Dean Richards.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Movie reviews, A-list interviews, theater, music, and food time.
You've got talent, kid.
Plus all your Sunday morning news.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning at 9 on 720 WGN.
Is she coming or is she going? No, she's just saving. Hello, goodbye, girl.
Judy Pilak, the Goodbye Girl, sponsored by Goodwill. Time to get creative with your outdoor space. How about a new lamp from Goodwill to brighten up your front porch or a hanging chandelier under your gazebo? If you like those herbs right outside your back door or on your windowsill, they grow great in oversized coffee or soup cups, and no one beats Goodwill for selection and price. As a matter of fact, Goodwill has every kind of container for every kind of summer plant. Get growing and check out this month's Goodbye Girl on WGN Radio's Facebook page. You know I love to shop Goodwill for amazing buys, but don't just take my word for it.
My name is Shannon from Glendale Heights. My amazing find was my Harry Potter wand. That's amazing.
Hello, Goodbye Girl.
Find something amazing only at Goodwill.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
WGN Radio, just chatting with Valley Sabansky off the air about the amazing work this organization is doing, Valley. I mean, at some point in time, knowing that you've made a difference in ovarian cancer, I mean, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, I don't know what the time frame is, women will be diagnosed earlier. And then, as we talked about, other kinds of cancers ultimately, too. It's amazing. And dogs are a part of the story.
Yeah.
And we know that pets aren't like family. They are family. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago, a place I think you know about.
Yes.
Actually, even though you live way out. You're out west, like where Mr. Schwani, the news guy, was talking about, right?
Oh, I'm out in St. Charles.
That's
which
west.
Which is way west.
Yeah, that's like the Wild West out there.
Further than Berwyn.
MedVet Chicago is located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. They provide emergency and specialty and critical care 24/7. Every day of the year, MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 trauma center and an American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning that your pets will always receive the best possible care. MedVet Chicago at 773-281-7110. That's MedVet Chicago. This is Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. Rick Pearson will be here after 7 o'clock. He will be talking, well, about a whole lot of things regarding politics. His guests include Tom Cullerton, state senator, of course, very well known in this state for all that goes on in this state all the time. And I'll talk to Pat Brady about the legend of John McCain. And much more than that. You're doing so much. You talked about and mentioned an outing. I think that's where we begin. When is that outing that, in fact, Sue will be at?
Yes.
She's coming in the town for it, and you're helping to raise money
yes.
for everything we're talking about.
Well, it's next Sunday. It's September 9th at Leroy Oaks Forest Preserve in St. Charles. We have 100 walkers. We have 60 dogs. We start registration at 8:30.
It's a dog walk.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually our 9th dog walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great community affair with veterinarians, vet techs, doctors, nurses, volunteers. They all come up with their dogs early on. Teal t-shirts.
So teal because that's the ovarian
right.
cancer color. But you know, the great thing about this is it brings the veterinary community together with the human medical
yes.
community with just folks.
Yes.
And some are survivors of ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And some are people, because sadly, there isn't a person, I don't think, who hasn't lost a relative of some kind of cancer.
Right.
So it just brings everyone together, and all you're asking people to do is take a walk.
Take a walk. And
if you have a dog,
bring
your
dog.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it's our biggest awareness event because we have a opening ceremony, and our co-chairs are Dr. Kristen Junkus and Dr. Alexis Newman, and they're on our board. And Dr. Newman's there with her pet ambulance. Chris Junkus is a veterinary oncologist at Wright Animal Hospital in mm-hmm. Des Plaines, and it's just a great opportunity. We have King County Sheriff with Canine Aaron, the bloodhound in King County, and other dog handlers, and we'll have a couple rescues there. We'll have a Sound Beginning program that supports.
Oh, that's sort of a basic training
yeah,
program
right. For shelter dogs. So
that's Julie's program,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and she's
yes.
amazing,
yes,
amazing, amazing.
Yes, and everybody just comes together because they believe, and it's just a heartwarming event.
Yeah, it is, and that event again is
The OXA 5K Dog Walk, September 9th, registration 8:30. You can go to our website, click on the events page. Still time to sign up. We have opening ceremonies, dog walk, come back for lunch.
Lunch?
Lunch,
I really
yes.
wish I could be there.
Foxtrot Organic Farm is one of our partners, and they supply some wonderful vegetables and fruits for our lunch. So it's a great sort of One Health day.
Is it a run as well?
It could be, if you want. Yeah,
I ought to do it next year.
Yeah.
And everyone bets to see if I finish on the same day,
yeah.
which is a whole
yeah.
different thing.
So totally understand.
So your website is?
OvarianCancerSymptomAwareness.org.
Okay.
And we have a veterinary outreach program section that really explains our mission and talks about our One Health conversation, and that's medical doctors and veterinarians working together.
Yeah, and that's really yeah. the part of the mission. But a part of it is education, as we talked
yes.
about. And I promised we'd circle back to this. So what are the symptoms? If you're a woman and you're feeling, and you'll fill in the blank,
right.
then see your doctor.
There may be 10 or 12 symptoms, but the main symptoms are bloating, pelvic or abdominal pain, feeling full quickly, and urinary problems. If you have any of these symptoms for 2 weeks or more, you should see your doctor, especially if you have a family history on your mother's side or your father's side. Really yeah. important to understand that.
You know, and I know the organization was co-founded by someone who has since passed away, passed away of ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And she wanted other people to know what she did not.
Yes, exactly. And she also, and it was Susan Roman,
mm-hmm.
she and her husband owned the Signature Room at the 95th.
Yep.
And wonderful supporters. But she was very adamant about not ignoring yourself, paying attention to your symptoms.
And finally, when she did go to the doctor, that story I will always remember because a member of the family with four legs encouraged her to go.
That's right. And it was her dog.
Yeah.
Her husband had been in a motorcycle accident. They were doing some working out, and she thought she was getting very buff, and she was doing some sit-ups lying on the floor, and her dog Bacchus would come lay on her stomach, and he never did that before.
Yeah.
And so she went to the doctor, which she always did because her mother died of ovarian cancer.
Mm.
But she delayed that visit, and when she finally went, it was stage 3.
And the goal is, you know, at some point in the future, she will have that visit, or someone will have that visit. There'll be a blood test.
Yes.
And it'll be sent to a machine that is a replica of a dog's nose. I know I'm doing a very basic on this, but that will have the ability, that technology will have the ability to discover ovarian cancer in stage one rather than, I don't remember, stage four she was diagnosed in?
You know, or stage three.
Yeah.
Susan was stage three.
Yeah, but this is stage one is what you, and that's not, you know, as you mentioned, not having it is even better, but if you're going to stage one is where you want it diagnosed.
Well, and to reflect too, Dr. Klepich, his niece, Caitlin, was diagnosed and passed away several years ago, but she was diagnosed stage one small cell, which, you know, that was a pretty lethal kind too. So you just can't ignore anything.
Yep. Again, the website?
OvarianCancerSymptomAwareness.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much for getting up so early. Most of all, thank you and all of those around you for the amazing work that you do.
Thank you.
On the veterinary side, on the human medical side, it doesn't much matter. Working together is what's happening.
Yes.
And it's making a difference. You're proving that One Health really does matter.
It does.
And one of the One Health gurus in the world, I know, is on your board.
Yes, Dr. Roger Marr.
Yeah.
And he has done so much for us to get the word out. And he looks at our organization as a perfect example of One Health because it's a human medical organization reaching out to the veterinary community to solve a problem.
And he looks at me and says, who are you? Thank you, Valley.
He knows you.
Thank you, Valley.
Thank you.